All right, so I guess we're going to need to see this book from Lee Smith. The reason being, Lee Smith wrote a book about Russiagate and said it was all designed to assist Hillary Clinton in her campaign. And Sidney Blumenthal, of course, you know who he is. Hillary Clinton's, you know, political hitman, maybe more, but political hitman. They did their level best to prevent this book from ever being published. And those that protesteth too much, those that protest too much, it's like the Democrats protesting so much about John Durham. Those that protest too much, something's up with that. At any rate, on Sunday Morning Futures, Lee Smith spoke about Russiagate on the program, claimed the entire saga was a political hit intended to help Hillary Clinton's campaign. He said that Stephen Halper, whose name, you know, is one of those in the ether here that mixes around, he claimed was a political operative being paid exorbitant amounts of money to help bring down then-candidate Donald Trump under the cover of conducting, quote, studies on foreign governments. What we see, these are not actual studies. We hear that he was reportedly the FBI's confidential source sent against the Trump campaign. So asked Maria Bartiromo. What he really is a political operative, said Smith. This was a political operation designed to assist the Clinton campaign. We talk a lot about the FBI, the DOJ, and we're right to focus on the very bad, likely criminal things they did, but it's important to remember that the primary beneficiary was the Clinton campaign. Now, a source familiar with the matter told Fox News and others that Blumenthal claimed the book, The Plot Against the President, the true story of how Congressman Devin Nunes uncovered the biggest political scandal in U.S. history by Lee Smith, was defamatory. And Blumenthal tried desperately to keep it from getting published. Well, sorry, Sidney. Sorry, Sidney. Sidney, you know, the guy that Barack Obama didn't want around. Also on Sunday Morning Futures, really good program, by the way. Steve Bannon was there continuing to predict what he said on this program some time ago now, that the Democrats in the race are likely to see some new, or maybe I should say old faces before it's all said and done. Let's go to bite number one on this with Steve Bannon. And I think his insight, his wisdom, whether you like him or not, is pretty cool. Bite one, go.
Steve, you said in the past you don't think this is going to be the lineup come 2020 on the Democratic side.
I think if you look at the Liberty and Justice dinner in Iowa the other night, Joe Biden was totally uninspired, right? And I don't think Mayor Pete got that Obama moment he was looking for. I just don't believe that the centrist, that, you know, particularly the Wall Street crowd and the Democratic Party, are going to sit there and think that have a coronation for Warren. Elizabeth Warren's policies are so radical. The math doesn't even come close to
$52 trillion for the health care plan.
First off, you Medicare have to go this modern monetary theory. You have to totally change the way we've ever thought about finance, the way you thought about money, to even have some concept of the radicalization of what her policies are.
Yeah.
So I think that Bloomberg and Clinton are still there as Biden's in fourth in Iowa. He's in second in New Hampshire, I think, dropping to third. He's losing steam everywhere.
You think Bloomberg or Hillary Clinton will enter this race?
I think that they are the two best representatives of what goes for today, the centrist of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Tulsi Gabbard also appearing, kept hitting Hillary Clinton for what she calls a smear campaign against her by the Clinton machine. This is important. Tulsi Gabbard pretty much single-handedly ended the presidential aspirations of Kamala Harris, knocked her out, and she keeps drilling Hillary Clinton, and it's important. It's bite number two from Tulsi. Go.
I can tell you that what we have seen in what she and her proxies and minions have been putting out in trying to smear my character, reputation, and undermine my campaign is really not just a message for me. It's a message to all Americans. Even you, those watching at home, that if you dissent, if you disagree, if you speak truth to power and challenge the establishment view, especially as it relates to foreign policy, then you too will be smeared and attacked.
Yeah.
Look, I just finished, I just had National Guard duty yesterday. I'm proud to wear the uniform of our country and honored to be able to serve. And really what they're doing is sending this message through their smearing of me and my character, which, by the way, I will never be able to undo what they have done in trying to cast suspicion amongst the American people about where my loyalties actually lie. But this is something bigger than just about me.
There you have it, Tulsi Gabbard laying it out there for you. And by the way, I'm not somebody who watches Saturday Night Live much anymore, but they did sit and hammer on Elizabeth Warren for her $52 trillion health care plan. $52 trillion. And it won't cost you a penny. In fact, you're going to save money. She says that with a straight face. At any rate, CNN also taking shots at Elizabeth Warren over the weekend because of the $52 trillion price tag. That is just pretty well inconceivable. Go with it. CNN, bite three. Roll it.
One thing that I can't get past is if they can, you can throw back up or not, $400 billion raised from tax revenue that would come through comprehensive immigration reform.
That's right.
So she's saying something that has eluded this country since Ronald Reagan needs to happen first before you can get that money.
And she's got the price tag there. This would mean you'd
before
have additional
for
tax
Medicare
revenue
for all place,
from boosting the population. Now, think about how different that is in a philosophy than what we're seeing right now when we're talking about limiting immigration, legal and illegal immigration, right? I mean, she's talking about immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform. I have been covering that for many, many years. That has been elusive to even get close to since the early 2000s. She's assuming that a President Elizabeth Warren would be able to get a Congress on board with a comprehensive immigration reform.
Banking on that, wanting it, one thing, fine, sure. Everybody does. Lots of people do, let me say. Banking on it, though, to cover the cost so you don't have to raise taxes on the middle class is a whole other ballgame here.
And that's why this is always so theoretical when you have this. But listen, it's also,
I mean, in some regard, when you deal with all this stuff, it's funny money.
Yeah. $52 trillion, just nothing to see here. Move along. At any rate. By the way, the president's approval numbers up 2 points since the 26th of October. He continues to creep back up. And the more that comes out about the whistle leaker and this guy and his political efforts, you'll see the president's numbers are going to improve. And then John Durham comes along. You watch. There's going to be a big swing. 25 after on Monday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.